trouble with those usually.
Well, sometimes it's black or just according to the kind of wood you burn.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, when you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, do you get this black stuff inside?
Mud. yeah. But, we used to slack our water. Burn hickory wood. If we could get hickory wood, we'd burn that wood and then put the ashes in the flour sack and drop it in the barrel and fill it full of old pump water. And it would slack that water for us to wash our clothes in. That old nasty pump water, you couldn't wash your clothes in. And we always had to slack it.
Mm-hmm.
But just put them ashes in the sack and drop it down that barrel. Fill it full of water. See, we got some good wash water.
When you say you slack the water?
Uh-huh.
What did that do to it?
I don't know. They just old hard water, you know, and it just... Well, you wouldn't get your clothes clean.
Mm.
Yeah.
But those ashes helped out?
Uh-huh. I don't reckon you even know what pump water is, do you?
No, not really. I sure don't.
Well, it ain't good. I don't like it. But anyway, why? We had to slack it before we washed it.
Some people have told me that smut can catch a fire. Have you heard that?
Yes, it can. And burn the chimney out. Boy, that fire go way up yonder.
You seen that happen?
Uh-huh, yeah. And so I always heard go throw salt in the fire, you know, when the chimney catches fire. And the dampness of that salt, you know, put it out.
Oh.
And we've done that many a time, too.
It worked?
Yeah, it worked. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't heard of that before.
It did, though. Just go get you a big handful of salt and pour it in the fire. And sometimes, them old chimney sweeps, them birds, they'll make their nest in the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I mean, when, you know, when you start making a fire in the wintertime, they have to go.
I guess they do. Yeah. What about this thing right here? What would you call this?
Couch?
Ever heard anybody call it by any other name?
No.
What about sofa?
I reckon so.
Call it that? Would that be the same thing?
Yeah. It'd answer for the same thing.
For what?
It would answer for the same thing, yeah. But I just always called it a cat.
But you've heard that other word used.
Sulfur, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's both the same thing, though.
Yes, ma'am.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. What about what you're sitting in? What would you call that?
A chair is all I know.
Were there, when you were growing up, did y'all have a couch? In,
My head. Three or four straight chairs like this.
You mentioned, I think, a bench in your house. Where was that?
Bench.
Right. Whereabouts was that?
Well, that was on Mr. Pepper's place. Papa, that stepdaddy of mine made a bench to go down one side of the table for us children to eat on the bench. And I was so small, I had to set a bucket on the bench, and me sat on the bucket to be high enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.